1-800-387-7. If you care to email me, please do so at pbvcoc58@yahoo.com. Or if you need directions to our church services, please call us at 318-627-2992. May God bless you, be healed, be delivered, and be made whole.
This is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1. KAYT. Praising the Lord.
Yes, I am a worshiper. happy this morning. Started me on my way. Put food on my table. I want to thank you for another day. Kept away my enemies time and time again. Yes, even though I didn't deserve it, it's been there through thick and thin. Can I get a witness?
Sure enough.
They will agree with me.
Sure enough.
That if it wasn't a little hard,
sure enough.
You don't know where you would be.
Sure enough.
And if you know you didn't make it,
sure enough.
Let's go home.
I know it's been good.
I know.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
my Redeemer lives. So that I know my Redeemer lives. I can feel him
walking beside me
every day.
Every day along my way, oh Lord, I know
my Redeemer lives. Share again. From the very start, he hears your voice, catches you before you fall. He'll never let you down. He promised to always be around.
Good morning.
I'm trying to see who fume you had last Saturday.
We had some lady fume last Saturday.
Week before that, did you have a Smith down there?
What's the name?
Smith, I can't think of the first name.
The last name was what?
Smith.
Let me see.
And within the last month or so. Hello?
We had a Wilbur Smith.
When you had, was that?
We cremated him.
And ain't nobody even caught.
Yes, ma'am. Hold your line.
All right.
Hold your line.
Nobody told me nothing.
Yes, ma'am.
Because Wilbur was my neighbor.
Yes, we
and I had went out of town to visit my boy.
Yeah.
And came back and I noticed that he wasn't out there in the yard.
Yeah, we
and y'all done cremated Wilbur.
Yeah, we done cremated him.
Oh, Lord, yeah.
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, Lord.
All right.
Oh, Lord.
Yes, ma'am.
Where the ashes?
Ma'am.
Where's the ashes?
When what?
The ashes. What they do with the ashes?
The family got them.
Which family member do Blue got them?
I don't know, ma'am.
Look, why somebody didn't call me and tell me that they been cremated with him?
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus, Lord, they didn't tell me!
All right.
Well, who y'all got down there this week?
Well, we got about 10 in here, man.
Well, which one's going to be the... Well, about 10 in here, man. Who y'all having down there? Y'all got anything going at 1 o'clock Saturday?
No, ma'am, not yet.
Will you have anything coming up?
I don't know yet. They make arrangements now.
What's the next funeral you got coming up?
We got a funeral Saturday at 1 o'clock.
Mount
Calvary Baptist Church.
And what's the name on it?
Ms. Annie Mae Barkley.
Me? Ah, Lord Jesus! Oh, Lord. Ain't nobody called me and told me she dead.
All right.
You're tuned in to the voice of the gospel, beaming the gospel in three states to over 100,000 listeners, 70,000 watts of continuous gospel power. KAYT-FM.
You can have all the money in your hands, all the possessions anyone can ever have, but it's your word and it's my treasure. True worth is only measured not by what you got, but what you got in your heart. You can have everything, but what does it mean? It all back at you, define the life you're living, not by what you take, but what you're giving, and if you bet on love, there's no way you'll ever lose. Take a stand, make a stand for what's right. It's always worth the fight. It all
Y'all ain't saying nothing. Seven, 8 years old now. And she's still able to put on her red dress. And sometimes she had to be a mama and a daddy for us. Y'all don't know none of them kind of mamas, do you? I'm talking about the mamas that won't come in the house until all of her children are in the house. But I got real sick last year. My face had fallen on one side. And I didn't know if I was going to be able to travel anymore. But I want somebody to ease your hand if you can agree with me that God won't leave you in your storm. He'll take care of you. Anybody on this side? No, God will take care of you. Anybody here tonight? No, God will take care of you. He took care of me. And how many know that the Lord will prepare you? I wish y'all would talk to me in here tonight. I said, how many know God will prepare you? A few weeks before I got sick, God gave me a song and it don't have many words. And I didn't even understand why God was feeding me the song. I thought it was for somebody else, but God was letting me recognize that the devil was about to come in. So I opened up my mouth and I told him,
oh, Lord, Lord, oh, Lord,
throw
your loving arms around me.
I told God, oh, Lord, anybody in this church, open up your mouth and tell God,
oh, Lord,
oh, Lord,
oh, Lord,
oh, Lord,
throw your love around me.
Oh, Lord,
oh, Lord,
Jesus,
Lord, oh, Lord,
I need you. One night, I got so sick, I got in the corner and I told God, please, Jesus, I told him, I need you, Lord. Anybody ever talk to Jesus like that? How many can tell the Lord, please, Jesus.
I need you, Lord.
Now this song ain't for the cute folk. This song ain't for the sophisticated folk. This song is for the ones that's just like me. They've been through hell in their life. Your family members to smile in your face in time you turn your back that had lies on you. This song is for the people that's hurting. Because we get a lot of people that's hurting that come to church. And they put on their Sunday best, but they got Sunday problems. So if that's you tonight, I dare you to get up on your feet and tell God right quick. Get up on your feet and tell God, please.
Please, Jesus,
I need you,
Lord.
Right where you're standing, all over the street.
From every nation, all of creation,
Lord, divine.